This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going to happen tonight? What's going to happen?
We're going to whoop their
Have you gotten Romo yet?
What's up, y'all? Welcome on into the Go Vols 24/7 podcast. Wes Rucker coming to you from Fort Rucker Studio. And as you can tell by the truncated version of this intro, we got a breaking news edition of the Go Vols 24/7 podcast. And this time of year, you probably know what that means. And you're definitely going to know what it means when I say that we're going to kick it over to Ryan Callahan from Go Vols 24/7, also our coworker here. Ryan, tell us why we're having a breaking news edition of this podcast.
Because Tennessee has made another addition to its 2022 recruiting class. Defensive back Christian Harrison of Woodward Academy, just outside Atlanta, in College Park, Georgia, picked Tennessee on Monday, and the Vols had been in good shape with him for a while, I think. And this one came down to essentially, I think, you know, in his mind, I think it was down to Florida and Tennessee. And then obviously Florida's had all kinds of uncertainty. He didn't quite know what to make of that. And then Dan Mullen got fired. And then that, I think, made his decision a little bit easier. He had never visited Florida, so did end up visiting the Gators before making his decision. He was going to go originally to the Florida State game on Saturday, and that could have maybe made things interesting. But once I think the Dan Mullen news came down last week, I think it made his decision to go ahead and commit a little bit easier, and he ended up actually going back to Tennessee for a little while, for at least part of Saturday's game against Vanderbilt. So maybe took away a little bit of the drama and made his decision a little bit easier. But the bottom line is Tennessee had done a good job positioning themselves pretty well with Christian Harrison for a while, and you know, big addition. They've needed a lot of help in the secondary. This, you know, kind of getting things started there now, needing to add a handful of defensive backs in this class, and they for months have not had any DBs in this class. So finally getting that going, and still a lot of work to do there, but this is a nice pickup, a former Liberty commitment who is the son of former NFL All-Pro safety Rodney Harrison, which I'm sure we'll discuss more in a minute. So good bloodlines, a late riser, had a good senior season, earned several major offers, obviously including Florida, Tennessee, Florida, and Nebraska were kind of the final three that he announced recently. And a nice pickup here, I think, for Tennessee for a few different reasons, but good kid, around 6 feet, 183 pounds, and good athlete, plays on offense or has played on offense at his high school. So good athleticism there, lot to like about his game, and obviously hard to go wrong with the son of a former NFL player like Rodney Harrison, who had such a great NFL career. So yeah, like here.
Yeah, all pro, and two Super Bowl rings, yada, yada.
And a hard-nosed player, a guy who's still involved in the game and works in broadcasting, obviously associated with pro football. So, and kind of reflects that when you talk to him, just a very sharp, well-spoken kid who seems like he grew up the son of an NFL player. I've talked with several guys with dads who played in the NFL, and they often are that way. You kind of grow up with a certain, I think, polish to your game because you see your dad presenting himself that way all the time. But yeah, he's definitely that kind of kid. And, you know, again, just an important pickup for Tennessee as they really start to address that secondary where they obviously don't have a lot of depth and obviously have at least a couple guys to replace going into to next year.
Yeah, Ryan, there's a bunch of things that on my mind here. And, you know, first, I guess what would be you're talking about a guy here, a kid here who has just fantastic, you know, defensive back bloodlines, right? I mean, Rodney Harrison was such a fantastic player. He's got really good size for a high school defensive back. I mean, you know, 6 foot, 180 and change, whatever he is, that's, especially if he can play corner, that's really nice size. So he plays at a good school. He's got great bloodlines, and he plays in an area where you play a lot of other big-time programs. Why was he a Liberty commitment to begin with? How did he just sort of, it's not like people didn't know who he was. For all the reasons I just mentioned, people are going to know who he was. Why did his recruitment just kind of blow up late? Physical late bloomer or mental late bloomer or what?
I think a little bit of a physical late bloomer to a degree, and just got a chance to play a bigger role this year too, I think. You know, obviously he was a big enough prospect going into this summer that he was able to commit to Liberty and had several other, you know, FBS offers at that time to choose from. They just weren't of the Power Five variety. So he gets a Kansas State offer in early September, and that kind of got things started. And it was obvious as his senior film started to go around more and more that others were starting to pay attention to him. Tennessee didn't offer until mid-October. I think it was October 13, just a few days after he went to the Tennessee-South Carolina game. It seemed pretty obvious when he made that visit that Tennessee was very serious about him and that the Vols were likely to offer, and they didn't wait too much longer after that visit to pull the trigger. So he's one of those guys, and we've seen a few of those that Tennessee's recruited in this class. You know, Caleb Webb, a wide receiver committed to East Carolina, that's been a big priority for Tennessee this fall. Another guy that, you know, once that senior film started to get out there more and more, other schools just kind of jumped in there. And so, yeah, I think a little bit of based on the, you know, my conversations with some people close to him, it sounds like, you know, a little bit of physical development where he got a little bit bigger, a little bit faster this offseason. And then some of it just playing a bigger role at his school, having more of a chance to shine on offense and being a full-time cornerback and all those things, just kind of showing a more well-rounded game and taking another step in his senior year and put up some pretty good numbers. And obviously Tennessee, not the only school that really had him on their radar for a while. Auburn showed interest for a while. He's at a school that's got, you know, an Auburn commitment, Damari Alston, the four-star running back, and some other guys there that are being recruited by a lot of schools. So he's gotten a lot of attention there, and definitely someone who was going to get noticed if he had the kind of senior year he did, and obviously he followed through on that. And so he kind of had a feeling this was coming, but just decided to go ahead and make that commitment to Liberty in the summer and kind of reserve his spot. But I think he always kind of knew this was going to happen. And obviously Tennessee and a bunch of other schools spotted him pretty quickly. But just I think a little bit of kind of all of that, getting better overall in general and just making more of a name for himself with stats and production and things like that.
So do you see positional versatility here, Ryan? I know that's always been such a big thing for Willie Martinez, and not just for Willie Martinez. I mean, this is such a multiple game these days that a lot of people want those kind of kids who can play multiple spots, you know, corner, nickel, dime, money, you know, whatever you want to start, whatever you want to call these positions. Is he a guy who looks like he can move around and do that, and how important is that for Tennessee's coaching staff?
Yeah, Willie Martinez is, and we've seen this going back to his first stint at Tennessee, has always been big on, just especially in today's game, having positional versatility in the defensive backs he recruits. So, you know, he wants his safeties to be able to at least have a shot at playing corner or to be able to play there in a pinch. He wants his cornerbacks to be perfectly capable of playing safety. So you need guys who can tackle, cover, do everything. And so I think Christian Harrison is very much in that mold, but you know, he's one of the few guys in this class that Tennessee's been recruiting down the stretch who really does profile as probably more of a true corner based on what he's done in high school. At the same time, I would say he still has that versatility because, as you mentioned, he does have a pretty good size frame, over 180 pounds already, around 6 feet. So the size is there that if he does continue to put on more weight, and that often happens, you just never know. Sometimes you get a guy to college at 170 pounds and he develops into a safety that you just, it's hard to forecast sometimes. So a lot of it's based on speed, whether you're a corner or safety. I think Harrison has good enough speed to stay at corner. So I certainly think Tennessee envisions him being able to play there, corner, nickel kind of guy in my mind right now. But as he continues to develop physically, that always could change. And with his dad's, you know, background as a safety, obviously some people might think that in a few years he blossoms into a safety. You just never know. But right now I think they kind of envision him playing corner and nickel mostly, and you just kind of get him on campus and see where it goes from there. But it's, you know, again, he's very much in line with what Willie Martinez often looks for in the secondary. And he's talked about this before earlier this season. They want guys that can play, if not all five positions, at least most of them, in the secondary, with that fifth, essentially being the you know, whatever slot, either nickel or dime, whatever. They want those guys that can play inside, outside, safety, whatever. And I think his skill set certainly lends to that.
Yeah, and he's got a pretty nice, you know, build too. If you can play corner at that size, that's a good thing. I mean, he's 6 feet tall. He's got those long arms. This isn't someone who's going to come in kind of like one of those, you know, Emmanuel Mosley or Warren Burrell types who weighs like 150 or 160 and he's got to, you know, put on some weight. This looks like a kid who, you know, we'll see if he's able to play early or not, but at least physically it looks like this level shouldn't overwhelm him.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't think so. And again, you know, played with some pretty good players and against some pretty good players in high school too. A lot of Atlanta area schools, that's the case. And definitely so for him. You know, I think he's faced good enough competition there that you'd consider him at least a candidate to come in and play early. And again, good athleticism. And I would say the secondary is one of those spots. And Willie Martinez has always said this, where guys can come in and make an early impact. There's certainly at least an opportunity, as we saw this year before his injury with Christian Charles and even DeSean Rucker got on the field some. So, and that's
position wait. Where even DeSean Rucker, come on now.
Well, he didn't look like
Team Rucker. Team Rucker, Ryan.
I'm not diminishing him at all. Just saying, you know, Charles looked like the guy who was maybe knocking on the door a little bit more of a bigger role, but both of those guys played early, and that's an example of what you can do in the secondary. Part of that because special teams, you know, kind of lends itself to secondary players really fitting in well there because they can cover a lot of ground and tackle well. So I think you could see you could certainly see him help in some capacity as a first year player, regardless. But you know, even if he doesn't, I think this is because he did take a step forward this year as a senior. I think that you know, you're equally excited about the future development you could get from a guy like Christian Harrison. And again, smart kid. I think he's gonna be one of those heady players out there. You know, maybe kind of like a Christian Charles, where, you know, Charles is a little bit different because he was a high school quarterback, but sort of that same type of kid, maybe where you do get some just, you know, an intelligent play from a guy that, you know, being able to read defenses. We've seen that from Theo Jackson, the kind of preparation he put into his game that showed up a lot of times with how quickly he was able to read and react and pick up on tendencies that helped him during games. You know, I think Christian Harrison sort of out of that mold. So, certainly makes sense that the Tennessee went after him and liked him quite a bit, especially once they met him and got him on campus back in October. So seemed like a nice fit from the start. And again, not surprised. There was another connection there that probably helped Tennessee in this one. Ryan Davis, the former Georgia defensive back who actually played for Willie Martinez, is Christian Harrison's secondary coach at Woodward Academy. So, you know, you talk about the benefits of having a guy like Willie Martinez, who's been around for a long time, knows a lot of people. That's one of them. A guy he coached happens to be on the staff at Woodward Academy. So that certainly didn't hurt Tennessee in this case. I don't think that's the reason Christian Harrison's going to Tennessee, but certainly one of those relationships that at least, you know, gave Tennessee a foot in the door and you know, a coach there who can vouch for Willie Martinez as a guy who can develop talent. So that certainly didn't hurt Tennessee's chances as this moved on, but you know, Tennessee did a good job with him, and this shows that the evaluation process never stops. And sometimes these guys you uncover in the middle of their senior season turn out to be nice finds, and only time will tell with this one. But I think it's got the potential to be a pretty nice pickup for Tennessee.
Yeah, there's a lot of upside here. There's a lot of stuff to like, and there's a lot more to discuss about this situation, both Christian Harrison as a prospect, sort of what Tennessee's plan is for the rest of this cycle in terms of defensive backs, or is Tennessee looking high school guys, JUCO guys, portal guys? What's Tennessee wanting to do here? Because there are at least one, maybe multiple vacancies in that secondary. Actually, at least two, maybe more vacancies to fill there in the first team unit. So lots of moving pieces there, lots of things to discuss, lots of stuff that is still interesting about Christian Harrison too. So we're going to step away for just a second, pay some bills, listen to product services, in-house ads and other fun things, and we'll be right back, and we will discuss those things here on the GoVols 24/7 podcast. Hashtag ad.
Money! Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome back to the GoVols 24/7 podcast, brought to you by whatever products, services, and in-house ads you just heard a moment ago during that commercial break. Wes Rucker coming to you from Fort Rucker Studio. Ryan Callahan coming to you from across town there at his home daycare center, talking Tennessee football, adding another commitment, this one from Christian Harrison, the son of Rodney Harrison, a three-star player, an up-and-coming player from Woodward Academy there in the Atlanta area, a guy who's had a really nice senior year, chose Tennessee over Florida and some others. Lots to like about this young man, and lots of interesting connections, too. I don't know if this is, you would call this a connection, but Lawyer Malloy, another former great New England Patriots safety, his daughter, Kiki Malloy, plays softball at Tennessee. So you're I don't know what it is about these former New England Patriots star safeties, all pro safeties, and their offspring coming to Tennessee, but it seems to be a thing. So anytime you see a New England Patriots safety becoming an all pro, fast forward about 10 or 15 years, and that person will have a child playing a sport at Tennessee of some kind. Ryan, lots to discuss in this episode, lots more to discuss. We're going to get to that in just a second. Before we do that, though, quick reminder, guys, take about a minute or two out of your day. If you could, please go in there and rate and review and subscribe to this podcast. If you're just listening on the website, nothing wrong with that. We love you. There's no wrong way to consume this podcast. But what helps us out more than anything is if you go in there on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere in the world, you can cast a fine pod. You can find this GoVols 24/7 podcast. We do this for free, and we're happy to do it. It's a labor of love. The only things that we ask for, please tell some of your friends. That always helps. Please go in there, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us grow this wolf pack as we've done throughout these past several years, and it's been a really fun ride, and we're going to keep getting it bigger. And the more and more that y'all listen and tell your friends and keep this thing going, the bigger and bigger we can make it. So thank you for doing it. For people who are to do that, we appreciate you. If not, go yourself. That is our policy, unofficially official policy, and we are sticking to it. At least I'm determined that we're going to stick to it. Ryan, this young man, Christian Harrison, in terms of, I don't know if this is like something that you say, oh, this is some four or five star move in the needle, but Tennessee's, you know, went through a lull there in recruiting where it hadn't picked up a lot of guys for a while. It was doing some legwork. Was making the calls, doing the visits, doing all these things, but went through a period there where there weren't some commitments. Now that there have been some as the early signing period is approaching, does Tennessee have some momentum again now?
I think so, and I think they've been kind of just quietly doing a good job and positioning themselves for a good finish. You know, we said it all along throughout the second half of the season. They were just sort of having to wait on some guys, and that's still the case. With early signing day being more than 2 weeks away, you know, a lot of guys just waiting a little bit longer to announce their decisions or still wanting to take another official visit or two down the stretch. And this is a very short stretch run. It often is, but this year even shorter than usual. December 15 is the first date of the early signing period. So, you know, coaches are on the road for 2 weeks, and you get two weekends of official visits and then time to sign. So this is going to come together pretty quickly, but still some guys waiting. You know, Tennessee's got some important targets out there in the secondary still waiting. That, you know, that's kind of their biggest need in terms of numbers, probably, that they still need to add. But defensive line, you know, they still got a lot of needs, but I think they do have some momentum and position pretty well with several guys still still battling for some others. A lot of moving parts out there. And, you know, people have already asked, you know, how many is Tennessee going to sign in this class? You know, I still think the goal is 25 or pretty close to that. You know, will they get to 25 during the early signing period? It's just going to depend on who they can get, who they miss out on, and maybe even after missing out on some guys who they're willing to take there at the last minute. There's always just so many moving parts as you piece together, especially with this many commitments needing to be added in the final few weeks. Just a lot of things that have to come together and add up just right. And sometimes you want to leave some flexibility in case you want to add some guys during the February signing period. So we'll see how all that plays out. But I think they do want to end up pretty close to 25 in this class. And that obviously means Tennessee's got more work to do. But I think they do have some momentum now. And I think at least for fans, they're starting to see it now. As you mentioned, you know, Joshua Joseph is kind of the first big domino to fall, getting a four-star edge rusher who, by the way, our analysts at 24/7 Sports have already hinted he's on top 247 watch, meaning he might be moving up in the rankings here soon. We said that's a good pickup for Tennessee.
That Tennessee bump, Ryan.
That's right. So keep an eye out for that. We've already seen another Tennessee commitment move up last week in the rankings. Dylan Sampson, the running back from Louisiana, he's now a higher three-star prospect with an 89 rating, or 88, I believe. I'm sorry, 88. It was previously an 86, so he's moved up already. So we'll see if those continue. But, you know, again, Tennessee getting Joshua Josephs, now adding a guy like Christian Harrison, you know, there's some momentum out there. So I think Tennessee is moving in the right track, and you know, we'll see if they can keep it going. But obviously they still need a lot of help in this class, and you know, again, a lot of guys out there. So I think we are going to see them continue to add commitments as we move closer to early signing day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, normally this is the time where I would ask you about positional priorities in the secondary, but it's sort of well understood now. We even mentioned in the first segment that Willie Martinez, Tennessee's defensive backs coach, secondary coach, whichever way you want to describe it, he likes versatility back there. So in terms of, maybe the better question to ask is sort of, what's the priority in terms of what sort of age range are they looking at? Is Tennessee focusing on, obviously you want the best players you can get, duh. But would the preference be, in a perfect world, if these were sort of similar prospects, would it be more high school guys, more JUCO guys, more portal guys? Because you got all these different areas you can, you know, all these different buckets you can select from now. What's Tennessee really looking for right now in the defensive backfield?
You know, I think it's going to be a mix in this class, but I do think it mostly will trend toward the high school players, if possible, if things go the way they would like them to here down the stretch. They added the transfers this past year from, you know, Brandon Turnage and Kamal Haddon, getting some much needed experience back there. Those guys played bigger roles throughout the year, or as the year progressed, and you know, look like they will be in better shape to have a chance to play more next year. So you don't necessarily have to go out there and find immediate starters. And the other thing is that's what they were short on in last year's class. They just didn't have enough high school defensive backs. So I think you want a few high school guys to give yourself more of a long-term future at that position. You know, Deshaun Rucker and Christian Charles were essentially it in the secondary for that 2021 class.
Who you
class.
Disrespected in the first segment, but I'm still trying to process why you would do such a dastardly thing.
Not at all. Big fan of I like the speed there. And you know what? That's a good example of kind of the versatility we're talking about. Deshaun Rucker, under the previous staff, I think they always saw him as a nickel, maybe a safety. Comes in, and with this staff, what's he doing? He's playing corner. So that's just kind of how a lot of defensive backs are these days. So you just sometimes you just don't know until you get those guys on campus. But because they only had a couple of defensive backs from the high school ranks this past year as freshmen, I think you need a few, ideally, in this class that can give you some four-year players there. And then you probably do need some experience because, as we discussed before, you've got a couple guys leaving. Alante Taylor obviously going to test the NFL draft waters. Don't see him coming back. And, you know, certainly treated senior day like his final game. So
yeah, I think strike while the iron's hot there. I think he's going to go.
No doubt. And I think that was his plan from the start. And then Theo Jackson can't come back. So there's two guys that were starters in the secondary this year that won't be back. Trayvon Flowers even went through senior day festivities at Tennessee on Saturday. So you've got a few guys who potentially could be gone, but at least a couple that you know are gone. So I think you do need some experience to come in and supplement what you added with Haddon and Turnage this offseason. So I think you will see them try to add at least one junior college defensive back. And we've already seen a couple who visited Tennessee, Keontae Scott, Marquise Gilbert. They're certainly looking to add some junior college help there. Whether it's one, two, it's just going to depend on who they can get, as with all these positions, frankly. But I think you could see a scenario where maybe it's three high school guys, two JUCO guys, maybe four high school guys, one JUCO guy. But however that plays out, I think you'll see them take a blend of some high school guys and some junior college guys, just because that is a position where you're trying to fortify the overall numbers and give yourself a better future. But you also have to worry about the short term and making sure you've got some guys ready to play next year and not necessarily having to go to the transfer portal, although that's always still out there, especially if you miss on some guys down the stretch.
Yeah, and the last thing, that's it gets tough because, you know, in these pods, Ryan, we always want to ask you, at least I do, and I think a lot of people in this situation would do the same thing. They want to ask about numbers, priorities, you know, are you looking this position, that position? And the reality of the situation is Tennessee has too many holes to fill in one class. That's just the reality of the situation, and I think people need to understand that Tennessee cannot plug all the gaps that it needs to in one class. But is that going to be sort of – is that a fluid target situation going forward in terms of if you get this guy, then you do that. If you don't get this guy, then you look for another position. Are they just kind of – how much is this board fluctuating and moving as it gets closer to the early signing window?
Well, and we'll see how much experimenting Tennessee does. You know, coaches just went on the road on Sunday to begin this 2-week stretch run leading up to that dead period before early signing day. So essentially 2.5 weeks to sort of finalize things before guys sign. In most cases, you know, some could wait to sign in February, as there always are some. But you do have a certain amount of experimenting that comes around. Sometimes it's guys that they've already been quietly recruiting behind the scenes, but these coaching changes that happen this time of year will inevitably lead to some additional possibilities being out there. So there's always, you know, you're sort of toying with ideas, you know, we haven't been recruiting this guy, but maybe we could get him here still. So it depends on what becomes available, but no doubt there are certain positions Tennessee's going to have to address pretty heavily. We know they're not very big on numbers on the defensive line and the secondary. So those are two positions where they've got to have more help. Still think they want another edge rusher. James Pierce, as we've talked about before, looks like the main target there. But Tennessee's been recruiting at least a couple of other guys that we'll see how things go with them down the stretch. Still open to a guy like DeMario Tolan, the 4-star LSU commitment at linebacker. Mm-hmm, yeah. And then on offense, they want another running back and another wide receiver. It looks like Justin Williams, who there's more competition for now, kind of like Christian Harrison, a guy Auburn was showing interest in for a while. Auburn just offered him on Saturday during his visit for the Tigers game against Alabama. So that one becomes a little more interesting, maybe, even though I think Tennessee's in good shape and probably maybe the team to beat, I'd say, at this point. But a little dicier now that Auburn's in the picture for an Atlanta area kid. As we've always seen, you can't sleep on Auburn with the guy from the Atlanta area.
Nope. Although maybe Rodney Gardner knows some of the secret sauce now, and he can go in there and figure out a response to it.
Yeah. So that's a guy 90 minutes away, and Auburn, you know, looks like is going to go after him as they look for maybe a second back in this class. So, but that's certainly a position they want to continue to address, as we've seen with Tyon Evans already leaving the program. They need additional depth. They need additional talent, frankly, at running back. They just need to get better there. So I think they've got to have a second running back at least in this class. And then wide receiver, they still, as I mentioned earlier, would like to add Caleb Webb. The good thing about this for Tennessee, you mentioned the positional priorities and things like that this year, and it's a one-year waiver for now until they figure out kind of how they want to approach this long-term. But this was passed back in October, and if you don't follow recruiting all the time, you might not be fully aware of this. They added a one-year waiver that allows schools to add up to 7 transfers after the early signing period to replace guys who are leaving after the fall semester, essentially. But that does include guys who've already entered the portal, such as Brian Maurer, T. Hodge, Morvin Joseph. So Tennessee already well on its way to being able to add up to the maximum of 7 transfers. It's essentially a 1-for-1 replacement system. If you lose 5 transfers, you get to add 5. So Tennessee is clearly on its way to losing 7 via the transfer portal, counting the guys who've already left during the season. So they should be able to add 25 players in this class plus 7 transfers. And that obviously makes it a little bit easier to come closer, at least, to addressing all of those needs you mentioned, Wes. So they're going to have a little more flexibility with that. And obviously some needs they'll have to address in the transfer portal, like, say, offensive tackle. I think you're going to have to find a Cade Mays replacement or something like that in the transfer portal. So there's some positions you have to address via the portal more likely. Others, you may say, well, if we can get a high school guy, we'll go that route. And if not, then the portal gives us a fallback plan. So there is some flexibility this year, maybe more so than usual, because of those extra 7 spots that it looks like they'll get to fill.
Just go get one of those big corn-fed, you know, Big Ten monsters on the O-line who's tired of cold weather. You know, go get somebody like that. That's what I'd do. But that's another topic for another day. Ryan, you got anything else before we step out of here? I know there's a lot going on right now with recruiting, but I think right now we've covered most of it, at least as much as we can in a breaking news episode. But you got anything else?
Yeah, just wanted to provide some additional details on the other teams that did go after Christian Harrison. We talked about his stock rising. This, I know a lot of fans may look at this, oh, it's a former Liberty commitment. Okay, Florida offered, so what? You know, that's just a couple teams that were not recruiting well or reaching down their board. I know some naysayers out there might be thinking that. So here's the list of schools that have offered Christian Harrison since mid-October. It was on the same day Georgia Tech, Tennessee, and West Virginia all offered him. We mentioned Kansas State had given him his first Power 5 offer before that. In late October, it was Florida, Utah, Virginia Tech, Missouri within a span of a few days. And then just in the month of November, Virginia, Nebraska, and Maryland. So 11 Power 5 programs since mid-October have offered Christian Harrison. So just want to provide that additional context there. This is definitely a guy whose stock has risen the past couple months. The arrow pointing up on his development, I think. Nice pickup for Tennessee. I know everybody out there is looking for those 4 stars next to guys' names whenever possible. But I think with Tennessee, you know, again, where it's been, all the secondary help they need to find in this class, I think this is a really nice pickup for all the reasons we've already discussed, and because clearly they're not the only ones who have seen this in Christian Harrison this season.
I think that's a good place to leave it, Ryan. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Wes.
And you know what, guys? If I can find that button, where is it? There it is. Now I can say thank you for listening to this edition of the Go Vols 24/7 podcast. You can find all of us on Twitter. I'm Wes Rucker 24/7 on Twitter. Ryan Callahan is Ryan Callahan 24/7 on Twitter. Grant Ramey is Grant Ramey on Twitter. And Patrick Brown is P. Brown 24/7 on Twitter. If you want just Tennessee news in your feed, nothing else, get that at twitter.com/GoVols247. You can also go to facebook.com/GoVols247. And we got tons of stuff on there all day, every day. But if you want that best, most delicious East Tennessee Smoky Mountain spring water directly from the tap, go get that at govols247.com, the best site on all of Al Gore's internets to get coverage of Tennessee football recruiting, basketball recruiting, Tennessee baseball, Lady Vols coverage with Maria Cornelius, who does an excellent job covering all things Lady Vols for us. Got 2 forums running around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Checkerboard and the Summit, where you can go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and speak with thousands of Tennessee fans across the world, every time zone, more or less, all over the map Tennessee fans are, and the 5 of us who are on the staff. We are there on the boards, checking things, discussing things with you, having fun all day long, talking anything and everything that is not political or religious in nature. We stay away from those because that never leads to anything good. History has proven that time and time again. You get all that, plus you get access to a couple dozen fresh content items from us and from the national network. You get access to the best database around, certainly tons of stuff there. All of that for less than 1 mediocre lunch per month, and even way less than that if you go right now, at least until the end of Cyber Monday, guys, 75% off of an annual subscription to govols247.com. Cannot beat that deal. And, you know, if you pay us a pretty good reasonable rate anyway, on top of that, you get access to Paramount Plus, which used to be CBS All Access. Now it's Paramount Plus, the big streaming giant, just streaming empire that they're building there. Tons and tons of stuff on there. Every show CBS has made commercial-free, tons of exclusive stuff, stuff that you're only going to find there. Lots of new stuff, old stuff. Some of these shows, just A-list, guys. Some of these movies, A-list actors. Tons and tons of big-budget, great stuff on there. Every genre. You get, you know, stuff from the catalogs of, obviously, CBS, MTV, BET, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, Smithsonian, something for the entire family. New movies, classics, old movies, great stuff, live sports, Tennessee stuff, SEC stuff, NFL, PGA Tour, Europa League, UEFA Champions League, obviously the more important tournament, Serie A, the Italian Professional League, which a lot of Americans play in, all kinds of awesome stuff that we're going to give you for free. Nobody else can do that, guys. We are giving you several hundred dollars worth of stuff for basically nothing. So you're freaking welcome. Go take advantage of it. Go do it right now. If there's no big breaking news, you should hear from us here in a couple days. So until then, be good to each other. Please have a good time over the holidays, but do so responsibly, do so safely, and have some basic human empathy, which the world completely lacks these days, and we need more of it. Until then, be good. See ya.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.